When two student filmmakers went to Mongolia a few years ago, they wanted to tell a story about camel herders and an ancient ritual. The filmmakers were prepared to create a plot line, but then they stumbled upon one in real life. Bob Mondello says the heartwarming result is the film The Story of the Weeping Camel.
The Gobi Desert in southern Mongolia is a cold, windswept, forbidding place, but Adgu and Ikchi seem to be carving out a living there for their extended family. They are nomads, moving their big tents from one unremarkable spot to another, with parents, grandparents, and children all pitching in to care for the goats and sheep and helping to graze the herd of camels that is their livelihood. Several camels have recently given birth, but one seems to be having trouble. She's been in labor for 2 days, and when, with a helpful tug from the herders, she finally gives birth to a big, wet albino calf, she doesn't behave toward it as most camel mothers do. There's no sheltering it from the wind, no licking or nuzzling, and more important, no nursing. The herders are naturally concerned. The calf needs milk or it won't survive long in the desert. But every time they lead it to its mother, she moves away. So they tie her up and move the calf into position to nurse, and she pushes it away. Soon the whimpering calf is no longer trying very hard to nurse. Clearly it's time to send for the violinist. Now, this may seem an odd choice, but it is what the filmmakers came for. The herders in this part of the world have developed a ritual for gently persuading reluctant camels to nurse their young. It involves music. Camels are notoriously stubborn creatures, not easily forced to do something they don't want to. But persuasion? That's something else. Adgu places her hand on the mother's flank and begins to sing. Strange, otherworldly, and completely captivating. The story of the Weeping Camel bends a lot of rules about the making of documentaries. It's only sort of one, really, scripted in some spots, manipulated in others, taking a cue from Robert Flaherty's Nanook of the North many years ago. Still, this gentle, richly colorful family is real, as is the ritual, and the narrative they're involved in developed its own dramatic arc as it played out. Accuse the filmmakers of overdoing the connections between stubborn camels and stubbornly optimistic herders on occasion, but it would take a hard heart not to be moved by the story of the Weeping Camel. I'm Bob Mondello.